I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you woke up a little angry there. You must be confused. The real... Are you recording this?
Is that illegal? I was so rude. I'm sorry. But really, is this illegal?
No, sir, not at all. I just heard the beep and I was a little confused. Sorry, why exactly do you feel the need to record this conversation?
It's stupid. I'm doing this podcast thing, but I don't think anyone is listening to it or can even hear what is really going on in the recordings. So at this point, it's more like an audio diary thing. So I guess I'm not really sure why I'm recording this. And now I'm rambling. I'm sorry.
An audio diary thing, huh? Never heard of that before. Are you feeling all right? You've been all over the place since you woke up. Your head okay? Yeah, you must have had quite the night last night.
Last night. Oh, God. The house is... Is it gone?
Is the house gone? No, I can't say that it is. When we arrived on the scene, there was no demolition crew, just you in your front yard screaming what sounded like gibberish at the top of your lungs. I could smell the alcohol on you the second I stepped out of my vehicle. We didn't even bother doing a field sobriety test. Your shirt was drenched in alcohol.
Alcohol? I didn't drink any. I did spill it all over my shirt.
When I got you in the car, you just sat in the back muttering to yourself, "I need to leave, I need to leave, I need to leave." It was really... It's quite bizarre. But when we finally got here and got you into the drunk tank, you suddenly turned mute. You didn't make another peep. You just sat there in the corner of the room staring at the wall. It was, quite the Blair Witch type shit.
So the house, it looked fine? There was nothing weird about it.
Weird about it like what? I mean, we received some noise complaints. Headed out to where those complaints were coming from and found you standing in the front of a very normal-looking house. But what exactly do you think happened last night?
Even if I wanted to, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't be able to tell you anything.
You can talk to me, Nate. I'll understand.
You don't get it. It's not that I don't... How do you know my name?
We checked your ID before we brought you in.
Right. That makes sense. This isn't gonna work. I've tried talking about it before and it's just impossible, but I'll try. I'm not really from the area. About a year before I got here, my girlfriend disappeared without a trace. I remembered that she used to talk about her sister that went to school in Maine, so I started looking at places to rent in the area just in case she was here somewhere, and then I found this house. Or actually, the house found me, I guess. A link to it showed up as an ad on some other site. I don't know how internet algorithms work. But the price was too good to pass up. So I got to the house, and then things got all sorts of fucked up. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to curse.
You can swear, Nate. You're not 12.
Oh. Okay, well, thanks. Sorry. Well, then I looked around the house. I found this weird room in the basement. It's full of these old filing cabinets that are filled with these really weird fucking letters. All of them are about people describing these terrifying things that are happening to them. There's one about a woman who thinks her daughter was replaced by some sort of monster. A kid who was hearing his dead father calling his name from the sea. A guy whose house is shifting around whenever he isn't looking.
Weird. Who was the previous owner? Let me guess. Was it, Kuntz? King? Maybe Stein? Aurel, of course.
No. In the letters, it seems like these people are contacting someone for help. I don't know who they were writing to. None that I've read have specified who they're talking to. A few of them just mentioned that they found the address on some website. But I haven't been able to find anything about it online.
Huh. Well, that is a little weird, yeah.
There's more. A friend of mine lives here with me. I think.
You think? What do you mean? They either lived with you or they didn't.
He did. He lived with me for months, but I only remember bits and pieces of it.
Drinking a little too much?
Look, I don't drink often. I wasn't drunk last night. I had a drink and spilled most of it on my shirt. I took one drink right before I...
Before? Before you what?
Before I lit my house on fire.
You lit your house on fire? When I picked you up, there was no smoke or anything coming from your house. It was most definitely not on fire. But, well, why would you want to burn your house down?
It was the only way I could get away.
Get away? From what? What do you mean?
From the house. It wouldn't let me leave. No matter how far I would drive, I couldn't get away. I would always somehow end up right back to it.
Well, that doesn't really add up. I mean, you got away. You're about 8 miles away from the house.
Wait. You're right. I'm free. I made it out. I fucking made it out. But how? And why am I able to tell you any of this? Every time I tried telling someone else about this, something would stop me. The only one I could say anything to about this is Bella. Bella. Where's Bella?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
My dog. She was with me last night, and then when I got out of the house, she was gone.
Take it easy, Nate. Relax. Your dog is fine.
Where is she?
Your next-door neighbor stepped in and offered to watch her till you'd be let out. Everything is fine.
What? Which neighbor? What was their name?
I don't know. One of the other officers has it. I believe it's Jim or something.
Jim. I need to leave. Right now. Can I leave?
Well, you are free to go.
Thanks. Where exactly am I? How do I get home?
Like I said earlier, you're about 8 miles away in the police station. Look around. Notice the police officers?
How do I get home?
Is there someone you can have pick you up? Uber? Lyft?
Listen. Please, I need to get home. Can you please take me? Please.
All right. Come on. Calm down. I'm just pulling your leg. Yanking your chain. Busting your chops. Let's go.